On a scale of 1 to 10, let me ask you, how busy is your life? Are you one of these people who, when asked how things are going, answers, oh, you know, busy, busy, busy? Hi, I'm Bernie Dimet, and welcome again to Fresh. Of course, not everyone's flat out. For some, particularly those who are a bit more, shall we say, chronologically endowed, life can be very quiet indeed. But for many, most, it's hectic and often chaotic, with way too many things, both personal and professional, crowding in on them. So it's sobering to realise that life was very much the same for Jesus back in the day. No, he didn't have to deal with social media in a 24/7 connected world back then, but he was a celebrity. He had rock star status. Whole towns would close down to go out in a field to hear him speak and see his amazing miracles. The crowds swarmed around him. He had some difficult staff to manage too, and to make matters worse, he didn't travel from place to place in air-conditioned luxury. He had to walk it, rain, hail, or shine. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 and 31. The apostles Jesus had sent out came back to him. They gathered round him and told him about all they'd done and taught. Jesus and his followers were in a very busy place. There were so many people that he and his followers didn't even have time to eat. He said to them, "Come with me. We'll go to a quiet place to be alone. There, we'll get some rest." Do yourself a favor. Switch the phone off. Disconnect. Go to a quiet place and get some rest. Rediscover the art of simply doing nothing. That's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, God means you to live in victory. Victory over your sin, victory over your circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive God's Word.